People showed up at 4 p.m. on Monday for the Not My President's Day demonstration, called by the Facebook group Indivisible West Michigan. By 4:30, about 150 people break into civil rights songs. The chants begin by invoking the right to protest. Then come chants decrying the administration's immigration and refugee policy.
No hate, no fear, immigrants are welcome here!
No hate, no fear, immigrants are welcome here!
After a few chants, things get really patriotic.
All right, I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America.
But Rachel Blair, one of the demonstrators, says she came out primarily because of how she feels about President Trump.
He did not win the popular vote. He is not the people's choice. He's racist, he's sexist, he's anti-gay, and his administration is not what America is about.
So I start looking for dissent, and I strike out several times, until I hear Charles Edkins, who doesn't mind being the only one shouting the president's name. So I ask him what he thinks.
Most of these people don't even work.
How do you know?
I can tell. I can tell by the population. This guy over here with a thing on the back of his head, he doesn't work.
What makes you think he doesn't work?
Come on.
I don't know him, so
I just can tell.
The demonstration becomes a march to the Calder Plaza. And by the time they arrive, I count close to 300 people. People honk their horns or shout their disagreement as they drive by, but everyone exercises their freedom of speech without any incidents. Mariano Avila, WGVU News.